Hypnagogue Podcast 379. In all honesty, when I sat down to do this episode, it was not my intention to do either a lazy podcast episode where we just play long tracks or a quiet episode. But this kind of turned out to be a little of both. The tracks were of reasonable length. There were fewer of them, but they were lovely and they were quiet. And that's all that really matters. I hope you enjoyed that flow as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I, by the way, am John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to the Hypnagogue podcast. Let's talk about the music, shall we? Started off with Nathaniel. That's NTHNL, which is a pseudonym for a musician, Jacob Rudin. The album is called Tranquility Studies, Volume 2. That was Soundbath 3. See, there's already math involved. After that, Strange Bird Sounds with the title track from Lavender River. Two gentlemen whom you have heard here, who you have heard here before, not whom. Two guys that have been on the show before, Siddhartha Barnhorn and Robert Logan, came together to create an album called Cosmos Unfolding. And that track right there was called Scattering Light. Mr. Tom Eaton has a lovely album called Verloren, where all the tracks are exactly 10 minutes long. He does that a lot. Check out Tom's stuff. He does pieces that are precisely 10 minutes. It's kind of cool. That was called Ord 4. That's O-O-R-D. We've got math and spelling. All I have to do here is mess up somebody's name and we're good to go. After Tom was Deep Space from the album The Blue Dunes. This one has gotten a lot of notice, a lot of good ink penned on it from those folks who still review, unlike me. And that track was called The Wind at Night. Lone Word, one of the pseudonyms for Mr. Mike Kars, who you also know as Altus, is back with Fractional Dimensions Volume 1, and I'll let you in on an inside secret. I have Fractional Dimensions Volume 2 sitting around, waiting for me to get to it. But that was this one long track on this album called The Infinite Regress, so I played you about a 20-minute excerpt from that. After that, it was Jesus Antonio Vergara with Altair. That's A-L-T-A-E-R, from R-Derive Aplysia. There's a word I can mispronounce for you. Aplysia? Aplysia? A-P-L-Y-S-I-A. Hold on a sec. Okay, well, I can't be sure that this is what he had in mind, but Aplysia, A-P-L-Y-S-I-A, is a giant sea slug. You know, this kind of music has been written about Stranger Things, or inspired by Stranger Things, so we'll just, maybe it was a sea slug, maybe it wasn't. And we closed out with Russ Young. This is an album. I posted about this album on my Facebook a while back. Just a beautiful, quiet, fall into it kind of album called Cloak. And that track was Chancel of Living Trees. Every 2 weeks, the Hypnagogue podcast seeks to bring you the best in ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music and is delivered right to your ears. Any number of ways to get it. It's a podcast. It's out there. Any way that you get your podcasts, put in Hypnagogue podcast. It's going to show up. Podbean and Pod Paradise and I think Google Podcasts. I don't know. It's everywhere. Getting to be like that grumpy man. I don't know how you get these things, you goddamn kids. Just listen to the gosh darn thing, would you? But, you can have it delivered directly to your email. If you head to hypnagoguepodcast.com on the right-hand side, there is an option to enter your email address, and you will get notified every 2 weeks when a new show pops up. It's every Thursday at 6.06 a.m., by the way, so no surprises there. However you choose to get the show, just be back here in 2 weeks when I will do it again. There'll be 90 more minutes of great music. And until that time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.